332 yards passing in a whole season.
Yeah.
We had that in one game last week against Shiloh, and it was fun to watch. Fun to watch us and go blow for blow with them, where we were scoring on one and two plays sometimes,
yeah,
where it used to take Lowndes, you know, methodically driving down the field, to eating up clock and punching it in. And I was really pleased with the offensive production that I saw last week.
Yeah, it really was. Defensively, I think the first couple of drives we were, you know, standing here going, well, I don't know. They were picking us apart underneath. But we answered back every time, it seems like, and we were able to put the points up, stay within striking distance. They'd go up, we'd tie. They'd go up, we'd tie. Finally, we went ahead 21-14. And we never looked back. I mean, that was in the first quarter.
We started looking back a little bit. That's after a couple of turnovers, and they were inching up the score in the fourth quarter. If anything, the coaches were able to get to the practice this week and say, guys, we've got a lot to work on.
Yeah.
And it wasn't after a loss. It was after a win. You know, there's always things you can build on and improve from. Thank goodness a win is a win. But that proved, Coach Mack talked about it in his breakdown of the team, if you don't take care of the football, no matter who you're playing, it's going to be trouble for you. And you got to protect the ball. Teams are out on the field doing their pregame warm-ups. Marty is out on the field. Want to get down to him. Marty, what you got, brother?
Guys, what a night for football. It's great out here. A little bit of a breeze. Of course, flag's not up yet. You can't see it. A little bit of a breeze. But I love this time of the week, this early here before the game, players on the field warming up. Like we talked about something before, it's a little different than in the past. We don't have shoulder pads right here warming up, just jerseys, helmets. Kids are loose.
Marty.
Ready to play.
Marty, hey, stop.
We're off. Hold on.
Do we need to call back in?
And welcome back, Viking fans. Apologize for the technical difficulties. We've had to kind of do some moving some things around, but I believe we are on the air now as we've got Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers, myself, Bill Osborne, bringing you the countdown to kickoff, brought to you by the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling and Mediation Services. We were talking about the Parkview game last week and the energy and excitement of this Viking team that we haven't seen in a number of years. I know you were talking about that, Taylor.
Yeah, absolutely. We were talking about the offensive production, the firepower that we had coming out offensively, score for score. That was a very good sign for the health of this Viking team against a very good Parkview team offensively. Defensively, we buckled down too. We talked about with Coach Shores, got back to the basics. We were just really, you know, keep it in front of us. Let's play basic defense, not dumbing it down, but assignment football is what we're really trying to do. And Marty is down on the field. We were cut off earlier, Marty, when you were talking about the atmosphere on the field. What you got, Marty?
Yeah, just saying it's a great night for football, you know, a little cooler than it has been. Our kids are very loose. I was very excited to see that. They're out here. They're warming up, loose. Talked to several of the young men. They're ready to strap it on and play, but they're focused. They're not taking this team lightly for sure. But they've gone in now to get their, you know, the pregame talk to some degree, and they'll be back out here as a full team in just a minute. But, guys, I'm watching Shiloh warm up, and, man, they got some athletes. Our quarterback is a big kid. Talked with Coach Shores a minute about him. He said watching film with him, he's extremely athletic. And something we'll talk with Coach Andrews about in a minute from Shiloh, but he's only rushed for 94 yards this year, but he is a dual-threat guy, and Coach Andrews has said multiple times he really wishes he would run it some more, so keep an eye on that tonight.
You might have just previewed what I'm about to get to, Marty. You're such a genius, buddy. gonna look right in at our Deloach Body Works Impact Players. Want to set it up for you guys driving into the game to keep an eye on some people, and that's what we enjoy doing here on the countdown to kickoff. I'll go ahead and start on the Shiloh offense, Marty, since you led the way there. My Deloach Body Works impact player tonight for the Shiloh Generals is going to be number two, DJ Walker. Like Marty said, a little dual threat guy. He can tote the rock and he can throw the rock. 180 pounds, 6'1". It's a guy that is 42 of 81 on the season. He is a junior with one of the leaders on their team. 450 yards passing through three games. The kid knows how to throw the football. He's got three touchdown passes, and he has rushed the ball 31 times for 94 yards, and he's got one rushing touchdown. DJ Walker is what they call him. Keep an eye on him tonight for the Shiloh offense.
Well, I'm going to stay right there behind the line of scrimmage and look at number 35, Jalen Myers. He's the only other running back or other player for the Shiloh Generals that has gotten any significant stats. 40 carries for 129 yards, no touchdown, but he can catch the ball out of the backfield. Two catches for 10 yards. Remember, these teams have only played three games, And offensively, they've been shut down in the second half in two of those games, against Parkview and against Westlake. And as a result, they're not putting up a lot of offensive stats right now. But you got to look out for Jalen Myers. He's fast. He can get out of the backfield. I watched some huddle film on him. He is elusive. He can get out of the backfield and get downfield. He's got good speed. So 40 carries in three games, 129 yards, no touchdowns, but you got to keep an eye on him. Number 35, Jalen Myers, is my impact player tonight.
I'm going with number 6, Donovan Greer. He's one of their wide receivers. Had 15 catches on the season for 226 yards, one TD. That was a 65-yarder last week late in the game against Westlake. Very, very talented team up there with a great defense. A couple of, or a Georgia commit on that defense. But Donovan Greer, he's 6'1", 160 is what he's listed as, guys. He looks a lot like a Tavon Kyle, kind of a long, lanky kid. He's listed as 10 pounds heavier than Tavon. I'm not sure that's absolutely correct. I think Tavon's put on some weight, and that might be a bit of a stretch for them. But he's kind of a long kid, very athletic. He's going to have a big night tonight for them to move the football against our offense. And I think he's going to be one of their Deloitte's Body Works impact players for their offense.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over, trying to defend that Shiloh offense, Lounge defense. I'm going to go with number 90, Elgin Griffin. Football games are won in the trenches, boys. They are really won there. Number 90, Elgin, 6'2", 220-pound senior D lineman. He's one of our leading tacklers, Bill. 12 tackles, 2 for loss on the season. This guy's got to wreak havoc in the backfield. When you talk about a QB with that run-pass option, RPO, as they like to say, you know, D-line has got to, you know, they can bust that stuff up real quick by getting penetration in the backfield. Number 90 for the Vikings, Elgin Griffin. Keep an eye on him at the D-line position.
I'm going to take a look at the linebacker, number 42. He was the player, defensive player of the week last week, number 42, Jahari Boone. I got a chance to really talk to Jahari, and we interviewed him on Tuesday night's coaches show, and a kind of segue there. If you haven't been to see us on Tuesday night at the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games, get out there. Not only do you get to hear Coach McPherson, you get to hear these kids. And Jahari Boone, very well-spoken, really enjoyed getting to know him. You know, just a great kid. He's got 14 tackles on the year, and he really shined last week. I expect more of that this week. Jahari Boone is turning into a leader on this team. Keep an eye on him. He's my Deloach Body Works impact player for the Viking defense tonight.
Guys, looking at our defense, I'm going to go with number 12, Fred Stewart. Fred is 5'11", 175. Fred's just a junior, but a two-year starter for our defense. One of the leaders back there helping us get in the right calls, right lineup and situations. But Fred's had 12 tackles so far this year. He's forced 2 fumbles, and he's had 5 pass breakups. He's one of those guys at the safety. He's just always around the ball. I look for Fred to have a big night tonight. You know, I talked about Shiloh and their receiver, and I think they're going to try to throw it a good bit. I think they're going to try to run it with the quarterback some, like Taylor was talking, and Fred's going to have to come up and help out some with that that run game there. But Fred is a great athlete, great young man. I think he's going to have a great night tonight, and he's certainly one of our Deloach Body Works impact players for the Viking defense.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over to the offensive side of the ball for the Lowndes High Vikings, I'm going to go with somebody that you wouldn't expect, number 48, Marcus Gary, 5'11", 180-pound junior. He's got 1 reception on the year for 24 yards. He's a guy that's not going to really blow you away with his receiving abilities. He can catch the ball, but they're not going to throw it much to him. He wins it up front with his blocking and his ability to get out in space and downfield block for the Vikings. Number 48, Marcus Gary. Keep an eye on him.
Well, I'm going to go with Tyson Harris. He seems to be the go-to guy this year. I saw Coach McPherson on Thursday ask that question specifically to say, how has he become all of a sudden really that go-to guy? He said, if you watch him in practice, you'll understand why he's a go-to guy. He's the guy that never drops a ball in practice. He runs, he hustles, he gives 110% all the time. Tyson has 8 catches on the year, 174 yards, 3 touchdowns. He is tied in the region for scoring. He is 4th in reception yards. And then you give him the ball and let him throw it, he's 1-for-1, 65 yards and a touchdown. Tyson Harris is taking his senior year seriously. This is a guy that is really fired up about being a senior on this team, and we're expecting him to continue even greater things what he's shown us here in these first 3 games. So my Deloach Body Works impact player for the Viking offense, number 4, Tyson Harris.
guys, anytime you talk to Coach McPherson this week at the coach's show, he was quoted as saying that Lowndes will always be a run-first team. We got a lot of weapons on the outside. We're putting the ball in the air. Mike Barrett did have 350-something yards passing last week. However, J.D. Lee, number 21, he's just a junior. He's 5'6", 170. He's our first running back in. He's had 23 carries for 120 yards and 2 touchdowns. And he leads us offensively. I know Michael Barrett's got a lot of accolades, but we have to run the football for this offense to be successful. To take some pressure off of Mike, to open things up for the receivers. J.D. Lee is going to have a good game tonight. I feel it. I talked with him. He's excited. And I look for him to have a big night tonight. Maybe get a big run in. He hadn't really had one of those long runs all year. I look for him to get one tonight. And he's going to be my deluxe body work impact player for the Viking offense. And that's number 21, J.D. Lee.
Marty, if we got to bust in one of the coaches in any minute, just feel free to, okay? Flipping over, trying to defend that Viking offense for Shiloh Generals, number 23, Justin Garner. He is a DB, 6'2", 160-pound senior. He's got 8 tackles on the year, 1 interception. He's committed to Oregon State, guys. For him to go that far away, them to recruit him all the way from Oregon, the guy's got some ability. So keep an eye on number 23, DB, Justin Garner, 6'2", 160-pound senior, on that defensive back. I think we're going to pass the ball a good bit again tonight. And his ability to really match up with our receiving core is going to be huge for the Vikings, or for the Shiloh Generals.
And we're looking at defensively for Shiloh. This is a team that they've got defensive players all over the field. I'm going to take a look at their linebacker, number 18, Mason King. Looking at his year-to-date stats, 21 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, 2 for sacks. I mean, this is a guy that's getting all over the place. You're going to have to look out for number 18. Our offensive line is going to have to be aware of where number 18 is for the Shiloh Generals at all times tonight. My impact player for the Shiloh Generals defense, number 18, Mason King.
Guys, I'm going to interrupt you real quick. I've got the man here, Coach Randy McPherson. Coach, last week you had a great win. I heard you say this week at the coach's show that it wasn't perfect. You still got some areas to improve on. What are those areas, and what did you see this week? How did you address those?
Well, we got to play 48 minutes and not 40. That's the first thing, you know. I mean, we gotta play hungry the whole time, you know. We get a little lead, you know. We ain't playing as hard.
Absolutely.
When bad things happen, then all of a sudden we can't play defense. Heck, we gotta play the whole game.
Well, you speak of the defense, of course. There's been a lot of talk about the offense because they scored 35 points, threw the ball for around 350 yards, had a great game. But defensively, of course, I wasn't able to make the trip, but I listened, and we gave up 2 quick scores. But after that, I thought we made some adjustments and kept them off the board in second and third quarter. What were those adjustments? What did we do well there in that second and third quarter defensively?
Well, we started covering who we were supposed to cover, and we started getting a little pressure and getting off blocks and making tackles, you know. I'd like to come out here tonight and play as hard as we can for the whole game.
Absolutely. Of course, talking about playing hard, another thing I heard you talk about this week at the coach's show Tuesday night there at the mill was that offensively, we did have a good game. We did score a lot of points, but that was mainly due to the play at offensive line. Took a lot of pressure off of Michael Barrett. Talk to us about those young men there. They probably don't get enough recognition. But talk to us a little bit about the offensive line and their play, and what were some things they did good last week?
They had their best game, you know. They played hard, run block, pass block. I was real, real pleased to see that happen.
Absolutely. Now, Coach, looking across the field tonight, what do you know about Shiloh? What are some of their strengths, and what do you have to do what are the keys to tonight's game to beat them?
They got a lot of speed, talent. They're well coached. They've already beaten Collins Hill. I mean, we're looking for a war.
Well, Coach, as I said, I couldn't go last week, but I know y'all had a good trip. I know it was great to go up there and get a win, but that's behind us. We're home night. I know your team, and you are got to be excited. How exciting is it to play here in Concrete Palace in front of the home field?
They don't get no better than this.
Absolutely, Coach. Thank you.
Thanks, Marty. As I know, we'll get Coach Andrews for the Shiloh Generals here shortly. Coach McPherson, he couldn't say enough on Tuesday night about that offensive line, as Marty pointed out. They had one of their best games, Taylor, as we saw them really step up in late first quarter through the second, third, and then, you know, just be able to dominate that line.
Yeah, they settled down, man. They really did. They, you know, they got hit in the mouth early pretty quick, and they really settled down and really got back to fundamental football. Marty, I see you're almost with Coach Andrews. He's talking with Coach Mack right now. You want to slide in your Deloach Body Works impact player?
Absolutely, Taylor, and thank you there. Their defense, guys, I'm looking at number four, Cameron Sample. Y'all, he is 6'3", 220 pounds, committed to Georgia Southern University. On the year, he's had 14 tackles, 4 tackles for loss, and 2 sacks. Guys, I watched him warm up. 6'3", 220, maybe a little small.
240.
240, okay, I wrote it down wrong. Well, see, I'm a good eye there, because I tell you, I think he's every bit of it. He's certainly a very athletic-looking young man, but he's a defensive lineman for him, and I think the only way to slow us down is obviously going to be control our run game and get pressure on Michael Barrett. Number four, Cameron Sample, can do that. He is an athletic guy. He's going to have a good night for them to slow down our offense, but he's my Deloach Body Works impact player for their defense.
Thank you, Marty. That wraps up our Deloach Body Works impact player segment. Has your vehicle been in an impact? Choose Deloach Body Works to get it fixed. Let's go right back down to Marty. We have Coach Andrews ready to do an interview. Marty, what you got, brother?
Guys, I'm standing here with Coach Andrews of the Shiloh Generals. Coach, thank you for taking a minute to speak with us. Wanted to ask you, you started off the year with a big win over Collins Hill. You've had a couple tough losses against two very good teams, I should note, some very talented teams there in Westlake Parkview. How have your young men responded this week in practice, and talk to us a little bit about how that's gone, and what have your team done this week?
It's been business as usual. They've worked hard. You know, for us, it's just a matter of continue to push. You know, it's one bad half that's ultimately what these last 2 weeks have turned out to be. One bad half against Parkview, one bad half against Westlake, and, you know, you can't dig yourself holes against good teams, even though we was up against Parkview. So it hasn't been a quit attitude or you know, like the season's over with. They've responded. They come to work, and, you know, we'll see which team shows up tonight.
Absolutely. Of course, that's great. They keep fighting. I do want to ask you, you were quoted this week as saying that your team's really not that far. You know, you had the two losses, but it's just the little things. You just need to clean up a few of the little things, that pay a close attention to a little more detail. Specifically, what are some of those little things, and how have you addressed those?
Simple things. Like, everybody was excited about the Collins Hill. Well, and I don't want to take away from it, but, you know, I made the comment after that game to my players, you can't depend on 3 defensive touchdowns every week. You know, I think we got in that game, we got inside the 30 4 times, only punched it in once. The next week against Parkview, we ran 57 plays in the first half, only scored 10 points. You know, last week against Westlake, the first drive, we're driving it, moving it, we fumble, come back, fumble. They're up 13-0 before you know it, just off of, and that's what I mean by small things. You know, get into the green zone and get a jump penalty, bad read. You know, just stuff like that when you're dealing with a young team, and it's not an excuse. It's just facts, but, you know, at the end of the day, it starts with me, and I got to figure out how to clean it up, and, you know, hopefully we see a different team tonight.
The good thing is those little things can be done. And, Coach, looking at your offense, you're led by your quarterback there, DJ Walker. Very talented kid. He's completed 42 passes, made 81 attempts, 450 yards on the year. He's had 94 yards rushing, but I read where you said that this young man, you want him to run some more. He is a dual threat, great-looking athlete. Talk to us a little bit about his play and how important is he to your offense.
Well, you know, I talk about us not really scoring a lot on offense versus Collins Hill, but what he did for us that game, he carried the ball 20 times. Now, I'm not saying I want him to carry the ball 20 times. That's a lot on your quarterback. But, you know, you carried the ball 20 times for 102 yards that game. And it was the way you carried the ball. It was timely first down. I think they just kept your defense off the field so they were able to make plays. You know, the last 2 weeks, for whatever reason, he just hasn't been, you know, willing to run it like that. And, you know, it's hurt us. You know, on third down, when you can tuck it and run it and get some yards and get a first down to keep a drive going. Those are the type of things that, you know, I've been talking to him about this week, and hopefully, you know, he gets back to being him. But, you know, when you're a first-year starter, even though he's a senior, he's a first-year starter, so you deal with those growing pains.
Absolutely, of course. One thing you try to do to help him, and I've read this week, you said also that you want to do a little more up-tempo, get him in some phases where you got the defense on their heels and you get some matchup issues with that up-tempo. How does that give you an advantage?
Well, the reality is it'll be rare, just from the sheer community that I'm in, and not nothing negative about Snellville, but it's going to be rare that we will look like lines across the offensive line where we can be more methodical. So when you're going to be smaller than everybody, and most times you're going to be weaker than everybody, not that you're not strong, you're just not the strongest of the teams, you know, your equalizer is to tire them out, you know, go as fast as you can, and make them show their hand. One thing about up-tempo, if you're going to blitz, you got to show it right now. Because if you don't, chances are you won't get there. You know, and those are my things. You know, like I said, we went from running 57 plays in the first half against Parkview to 43 plays the whole game against Westlake. We're not good enough to do that. You know, and I wish we were, but we're not.
So that's a big difference, and of course, you know, when you're talking about equalizer, playing in space, playing with speed, and that's something you've got, certainly. But, Coach, talk to us just real quickly, and I'll let you get back to your team, but talk to us about the experience and how valuable that is to come down on a long trip like this, playing, you know, down here a long way from home. How valuable is that for your team going further, you know, further down the year, especially in playoff time?
Well, you know, that's why I was just talking to Coach McPherson about it, and here's the reality. We play in a region with Grayson, who was a semifinalist last year, Noon County, who was in the quarterfinals the last 2 years, Archer, and counting this year, South Gwinnett's number 5 team in 7A. So I did not want to ease into our region. And the second thing about it is for the Shiloh community and for the school is just understanding where this mindset is. In year two, understanding where my mindset is. I don't want this. And 2 years from now, this shouldn't be a game that's, oh, my God, it's just, okay, it's two heavyweights going at each other. And in order to do that, you got to play these type of games and see what you can do.
Coach, I appreciate your time. Good luck to you tonight. Good luck to you the rest of the year. Good interview. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Marty. That wraps up our Deloach Body Works coaches interviews. You are in the lounge counting down the kickoff, sponsored by Peaceways Counseling, Mediation, and Beanery. We'll be right back after this 5-minute break. You got 21 minutes till kickoff. We'll be right back after this 5-minute break.
Welcome back to Martin Stadium. Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers, as the Lions High Georgia Bridgemen have made their way onto the field. This is middle school night, Taylor. You're going to see all those middle school players down there as well, getting a chance to play on a Friday night in front of the home crowd.
Yeah, you got to groom them early here, both football and in the band, Bill. And anytime we get the younger guys and girls involved with anything Lions High related is a good thing. You know, we want to make sure that the stable is full. So middle school is involved tonight, and we've got the band out on the field moving out to do their pregame routine. And I do want to apologize. We're still having some technical difficulties here tonight at the field, and we hope that's not going to affect you during the game, but we're going to do our best to make sure that we get the broadcast the best as possible.
Yeah, I think we've got it maybe all pinned down. We're having to renegotiate some of the things on our equipment, but I believe we've gotten that. As I look out on the field, they're almost ready to do the national anthem, and as we normally do, we normally take a 3-minute break. We've had a lot of breaks here, and we hate to send you away, but not break with tradition. We are going to take that 3-minute break as the Lions High Georgia Bridgemen entertain us with the national anthem, and then we'll have the prayer as well. You're listening to the Viking Radio Network right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break. I don't know why he put it on there. And welcome back to Martin Stadium as you hear the Lions High Georgia Bridgemen in the background with the national anthem. And again, the middle school band as well down on the field with their opportunity to get out and play tonight. And it's just a lot of fun for them to get out there as well. We have had just kind of a very eventful countdown to kickoff tonight. I feel like I'm kind of scattered looking in different places. But we've talked to both the coaches. We talked about our impact players. Want to remind everybody about the Tuesday night coaches show. We do it live at the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games. 7 o'clock right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We also have its replays available, both audio and video, through YouTube on our website, www.thevikingvoice.com. And so get by there. We have some great interviews this week with some of the players. You can see that on the YouTube video. The link's right there on our website, so you'll get a chance to see that as well.
It's fun, great food, and we get a chance to give away some stuff, too.
Yeah.
So it's a fun atmosphere. Come out, listen to Coach Max speak. Do want to remind everybody, Bill, next Friday night, September 16th, Lowndes High Viacat softball team will begin region play. It's going to be a doubleheader beginning at 4 and 6 against Tipton. The thought is get everybody out to the softball complex and then come right over here at 8 o'clock for the kickoff of the game against, is it Newton?
Newton,
right. Yep. The Viacats are currently currently 11-2 and ranked number 1 in Georgia and number 5 in the nation by Max Prep. We want everybody out. They're going to be tailgating, hamburgers, hot dogs. The Viacats Booster Club is going to be there. Come get your pregame meal over there and then come over to the stadium.
Yeah, I mean, again, they're playing a doubleheader, 4:30 first game. The second one will be around 6:30. Be wrapping up just as this game's ready to walk across to the stadium. Get out and support these Viacats. This is a great softball team.
Yeah, anything Viacat related, we all need to be supportive of. So we got a good softball team. They've got some real talented ladies. It's gonna be fun to watch. I'm glad we're gonna finally have them at a home game so we can see some lights over there. And hopefully we can see the scoreboard and hopefully it doesn't go into extra innings or something and we can get a victory.
That would be a great Friday night. As we said, the Viacats play the Tipton County Blue Devils. We're going to play the Newton Rams, and you can do it all in one night and catch a whole lot of Viking action right here. We're going to try to even maybe get you a couple of live interviews over towards that area next Friday night. We'll see how that goes. Joining us now in the booth is the voice of the Vikings, Wes James. You've been down on the field, Wes. What's the atmosphere like? You got to talk to some of the officials and coaches.
Well, of course, the officials, we know those guys. They're local officials, and a good group of guys been here before. You expect a good game out of them. Player-wise, these guys was different tonight down there with them. Our players.
Okay.
They weren't like they were really hyped or just, and it wasn't a real work. It was like, hey, we're going to have a little fun tonight. I heard Coach Mack ask J.D. Lee, he said, are you ready? He was there, I said, yeah, Coach, I'm ready to play tonight.
Maybe a little loose is what you might describe it.
Kind of a little loose and just relaxed and just like, hey, we got to get the game
well,
go out and play.
We talked about it in the pregame, Wes. This team comes out early. They've led, I think, in most of their games before halftime. Ended up losing two of those games. But this is a team that's going to score quick. Their quarterback number 2, one of our impact players, he passes the eye test. Did you notice him on the field? He passes the eye test. Number 2, you know who also else is number 2? Cam Newton. Wasn't Cam Newton number 2?
Is Cam 2 or
Cam,
1?
Cam was 2, wasn't he?
I don't know.
He looked a little, that body tiny.
Marty, where you at? Was Cam 2 or 1? He'll know that. I don't know where Marty is.
Guys, I thanks for the credit, but I'm not sure. Well, I think he might have been 2, Taylor. I think you might have been right.
Yeah, but and you're right. DJ looks a little, DJ Walker, I'm not saying he's Cam Newton-like at all, but the body type, the way he stands, he's tall, he's bulky, he's probably a couple hundred pounds. He's a good guy.
He's 2 at Auburn. He's 1 at Carolina. We're both right.
One of our former players talked to him this afternoon. He said, tell everybody hello, wishes he could be here with us. And that was Trey Jackson.
Back from Ireland?
He's back from Ireland.
There's some of our captains. Let's go ahead and get them down here.
Captains first for tonight for the Vikings is going to be number 17, Justin Smith, number 56, Danny Corbett, number 90, one of our impact players, Elgin Griffin, and number 25, Xavier Jenkins. So looking over to the other side for the Shiloh Generals, number 3, Julian McDuffie, number 35, that is Jalen Myers. Number 4, Cameron Samples. That's another impact player. And number 2, DJ Walker. We picked a lot of impact players tonight.
Bill, stop. Look, listen. Here comes the mighty, mighty Vikings.
Marty has made his way out to midfield. Everybody's introducing themselves. The white hat is introducing himself to all the players. Let's go down to Marty.
All right, gentlemen, few housekeeping first. Talk to young players. Red talk to red, white talk to red. Okay? If I have a penalty, I'll call Captain Red or Captain White. I'll give you best option first, gentlemen. Turn and look at your sidelines, okay? So you know what your coach wants to do. All right? Tonight, Shiloh is the visiting team. They'll get calls talked. This is heads, gentlemen. This is heads. What's your call, sir? He called tails, sir. If we drop it, I'll look at it. It is heads. Mike, did you want to talk?
We want to keep.
Y'all want to do the first?
The first, yeah.
Okay, you're in the first, second half. All right, sir. Here. Red one. Deferred to second half.
Guys, we deferred, so they're going to get the ball to start this game.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, part supply, sideline update. As Marty said, we did win the toss and deferred to the second half. Shiloh is about to make their way onto the field. Kind of got a little Raiders look to them. Even though they're generals, got a little Raiders look to them.
All right, guys, I want to thank everybody for joining us for the Lounge Countdown to Kickoff here live from Barton Stadium as the Beanery and Peaceway Counseling Mediation Services for their sponsorship of the Countdown to Kickoff. And this game, under a minute, just ready to get going tonight. As the clock ticks down to about 45 seconds, we're going to turn it over to Taylor Biddle and Marty Rogers. No, we're not. We're going to turn it over to Taylor Biddle and Wes James.
How's that? Marty's here too.
And Marty, too.
Marty's on the sideline.
And we're going to bring you all the play-by-play action tonight. Well, I'll be back with you at halftime. Let's go play the football, guys.